Zohar, Parshas Bo, Day 3, Chag Yisrael, next up from 40b. I saw a mispasekol term of mutz, and the people carried the dough before it became leaven. Pikudu basedo, the mitzvah after this commandment, says after the Torah, is the saper mishvach, the Yisraim, to tell them the praise of going out of Egypt. The yuchiyuva banosh, that is an obligation on a person, the story b'hai shvachul alma, to always tell about this praise. And the more a person tells about it, as it says in Haggadah, the more he's praiseworthy. And the reason I'll bring he's praiseworthy with chasadim, it's drawn upon in power of chesed. It's due telling out of going out of Egypt, and Hashem revealed this chesed to us. It reawakens, the more a person speaks about it, of drawing this chesed, and helps him get out of many types of Mitzrayim of Egypt. Mitzrayim is boundaries. Every day we have to remember going out of Egypt, to get out of the boundaries of each day, to come to awareness and connection with Hashem. V'ochre kimna, thus was explained, kol ba'anosh yishtoi b'tzis Yisrayim, and every person who tells of going out of Egypt, in that story, he rejoices with happiness. He's in the time, he's going to rejoice in Shekhinah in the world to come. As Zohar says elsewhere, a person is attached to Hashem in this world, in the next world, just like he is in this world. So a person rejoices with Hashem, he merits to be attached to Shekhinah also. In going out of Egypt, even the next world is a category going out of Egypt, because from each level relative to the level above it, it's like has boundaries. The level above it is like infinity. So he merits to go higher and higher levels of attachment to the Shekhinah, even in the next world. Do chedim ikol, this from all, because it's from all levels he's going higher and higher ad infinitum. Da'yu banosh techodi v'morid. This is a person that rejoices in his master. Kutchebrichu chodi b'hav sipra. And holy and blessed be, he rejoices in that story. As Hashem is happy about the revelation of joy below, when a person goes from one level to a higher level. At that time, he gathers his entire, as if it were Palmali, his Lashon family, which means the angels and the souls above. It says, go and hear the story of my praise, the Kol Mishtoi B'nei Bonai, that my children are telling. Rejoice in my redemption. Kedain then kul hu miskanshin va'asin miskabrin miyadayu Yisrael. They all gather and come together and attach together with Yisrael. Shaman zipur deshvacha dekol mechodin mecheder v'bekona debarayon. And they hear the story of the praise that they rejoice in the happiness of redemption of their master. Kedain then asin v'odin lei the kutchibichu. They come and thank the only blessed be. I'll call inin nisin gvurin for all those miracles and strong acts. Miracles from Chesed, and strong acts from Gevurah. Odin lay al Amma Kadisha di Islay Ba'ara. And they thank him for the holy nation he has, that there is to him in the world. The Chodin Mechedrud Bukhona de Marion, that rejoice in the happiness of redemption their master. So this term, rejoice in the happiness, means the happiness happening that's happening above, they rejoice in the bringing down below. And that's the great joy that Hashem has. When what's the spirituality, the light is happening above, is revealed below. Then it's added to him power and strength above. As if it were, there's drawn these surrounding lights in the spiritual worlds to crown the Shekhinah, as if it were added power to revelation of Hashem's light in the universe above and below. Israel in that story, they give power to their master. Like a king, it's added to him power and strength when he tell of his strength and thank him. And they all fear from before him. And arises honor on them all. Begin there is to praise and to tell this story and to discuss, talk about the story, as was said. Praise Hashem, and to talk about it more and more in detail, so it brings the more of light down, it reveals Hashem's honor all the more. Agav Noah in the same vein, it's an obligation upon a person to tell all the time before the Holy Lafasumi Nisa, and to reveal the miracle, b'chol inin nisin d'ovid, all those miracles that he did. Like we say in Haggadah, night of Seder, if Hashem hadn't given us the Torah, but at least he gave us the Shabbos, and if he had given us the Torah, but now built for us the Mishkan, and so on, level after level. So each person in his own life should thank Hashem for all the specific things, miracles that Hashem did to him, each one by itself and all together. And to come to that, through that, to his only Sefer Yisraim going out of Egypt, the redemption, liberation of his soul. V'tayman, if you'll say, Amai Yehu Chavasa, why is it an obligation? What could Shabrichu Yodakula? The one who must be, he knows everything. You have to tell God what he did. Koma Adahavo, everything that was, V'yahavi Labasa Dona, everything will be afterwards. Amai Besume Do Kami, why, what is this revelation, this publicity before him? Amadi Yehu Ovid, about what he does, V'yu Yoda, and he knows. Ella, but rather, Vadai, most certainly, Yisricha Banosh Vasumi Nisa Lashtoi Kami, it's necessary for a person to publicize the miracle and to talk before him, v'chol ma'adiyu ovid, and everything he does. Begin dinun milin salkin, because those words arise, v'chol pamayu delay lim iskanchi v'chomin lon. And all the family above, gather and see them. V'odun l'kulu l'kutcha b'chun, they all thank the olim l'sbi. V'stolik yikori alayu ilu v'sata. And it arises honor upon them above and below. And again, it's not because they don't know what's going on. They also, the souls and the angels, they know that Hashem took us out of Egypt, no details. But the light that's revealed every single year, on say tonight when we talk about it, and even every day when we speak about going out of Egypt, it reveals Hashem's light below in this world, and that's something very, very special. One who discusses and enunciates in detail his sins about everything he did, it's a good thing. Hashem forgives. The more he goes into details, the more Hashem forgives him. We tell him to say the mind, speak what is necessary. Ella, but rather, mekatrika korim, todir kami kutshibichu. The accuser always stands before them. Must begin the story of the mispar chovei bnei nasha in order to tell and to demand retribution for the sins of a person. The mispar laihon dina, and to request upon them judgment. The prosecution above. And once a person proceeds and specifies his sins, each one, he doesn't leave any opening of the mouth of that accuser. He's not able to request upon him judgment. Because he's always demanding judgment first. And afterwards, he talks and accuses. He said, John Doe did this. See what he did. It's necessary for a person to proceed and specify his sins. And this is like the idea of, especially before a person goes to sleep, to confess his sins before Hashem. When he gets up at night, at midnight, at least in that day. Once the accuser sees this, he doesn't have any mouth to open on him. Gedin then is parish mineis mikol v'kol, he's separate from everything. Itav b'tuf yos, if he returns with proper repentance. V'lav, and if not, homa katrika eshtacha chalei, behold, the accuser is frowned upon him. V'amar, and he says, pluni diyos l'kamach v'tukfa de'apin v'et m'ore. John Doe came before you, raising his face. He's rebelling against his master. Chavoy kach v'kach, his sins are thus and thus. Ador, because of this yos, as dara b'anosh b'chol honey, it's fitting for a person to be careful of all this, that he should always confess before Hashem and try and do proper tshuva, repentance. Begin yishtachach avda mehimna kami kutshibrichu. In order he should be found a faithful servant before the Holy One, blessed be He. And if he does speak in detail before Hashem about the mistakes he made, he shuts up the mouth of the accuser, and when he wants to go and cause problems, chas v'shalom, Hashem says, go away, I already heard it. And he has to, the accuser has to go out like with a dog between, said between his tail. Hashem is the schus of nullifying all the accusations and turning everything into defending and good, defending angels and learning merit on us, no world.